Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have a good show today. We talked about
basketball being a pain in the booty.
Mm-hmm.
We recommended a podcast.
Yes, we talked podcasting, and we talked about Neil Diamond. Just kidding.
We didn't. But first, dude products.
Dude.
I am obsessed with dude products.
Yes,
because
me too.
My kid gets so stinky, and I take him to parkour, and he leaves, even if he's had a shower just the night before, he's stinky
again.
I go grab a dude wipe.
And you can wipe yourself down, and you can rub it on your head,
yes.
Which I love. The boys.
Yes.
For the boys.
Like a shower between showers. They have
right.
Shower on the go. They have face wipes. It's mm-hmm. All for the guys to keep everything fresh.
Yes. You want to stay fresh.
Yes.
So they're available at Amazon.com and 15,000 retail stores, nationwide, Target, Walmart, Kroger, other regional retailers.
You can get them
anywhere. To receive our special offer, you can go to dudeproducts.com, enter code Corolla20 at checkout to receive 20% off your purchase. That's dudeproducts.com, promo code Corolla20 for 20% off.
Yeah, and I'm just so glad we have them. I keep them in every room of the house.
Me too.
Both bathrooms have
car.
Dude products. Yeah, in the car, in the glove compartment. There's always a place for dude products.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the
exit. Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
It's going good. Welcome.
Hey, just a quick shout out to friends of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie Wyckoff. Hi, girl. How are you?
Leslie, hi.
Jacob Crowley. Love
hi,
you, dude.
Jacob.
You're a buddy. Kelly Brandt. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Michelle McKibben.
Oh, Michelle.
Why are you so cool?
Oh, we
you
love
bitch.
You guys. Thank you.
Luis Juarez.
Luis.
Cool oh. Dude. And Ishan Vajpayee.
Can't forget Ishan.
Love you, Ishan.
We love you guys. Thank
yeah,
you guys
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you for being top supporters.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. And then let's get right into our
new sponsor. Mm.
Okay. As soon as I heard about this.
Every girl could use this.
I got excited.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel, I'm not even reading this page right now.
Yeah.
But if you're like me,
mm-hmm.
I live in fear of getting a UTI.
Yes.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I used to get them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the story at me in Venice Beach when I went to the dressing room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So many things cause UTIs, but like common things that like having sex.
Having sex.
Taking a
also
swim class.
Using, yeah, tampons when you have to change out your tampon constantly.
Yes. And some people get them more often than other people. And it's just the worst feeling. You feel like you can't do stuff. You know, you're just so worried about getting it. Well, it's actually the second most common infection in the U.S. Half of all
wow.
women get UTIs. Yeah. And one in five women apparently struggle with recurring UTIs, including me.
Yep.
So if you're like me and you get them and you know that cranberry juice is useless.
It is useless.
Doesn't work. And taking too many antibiotics can be problematic.
Right.
Oh, I never want to like – I always want to – will it go away on its own?
Yes.
But guess what? You can try Eucora. It's the natural, effective way to prevent UTIs.
Yes.
And they're our new sponsor. I'm
Thank
so excited.
Thank God. I know.
Eucora was developed using the best research available in collaboration with a team of physicians. The formula targets bacteria and it enables you to safely flush bacteria out of the urinary tract, which stops a UTI before it starts.
I love
it. It's preventative.
Thank God.
You mix it with water and you drink it after intimacy or exercise or whatever you think
mm-hmm.
might make you at risk of a UTI. It's made with ingredients found in nature. It tastes like pink lemonade.
I love that.
Yeah, try Eucora to break free from the endless cycle of UTIs. And if you try it and you're not happy within 30 days, they're going to give you your money back. So try Eucora risk-free. I'm going to spell it for you. Eucora. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Say goodbye to UTIs. And right now, Eucora is offering 30% off when you text LOUD to 484848. But hurry. It's a limited time offer. Text LOUD to 484848 and get 30% off of your order of Eucora.
Sorry.
That's loud. 48, 48, 48. 30% off.
This is a sneezing attack.
Also,
Gold
Peak. Tell us about Gold Peak.
Gold Peak.
Gold Peak.
You guys know how much we love our Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, right? Right?
Yes.
Tastes like home. But also, you know, it's good to always have on hand. You don't want to, like, go for the boring water. You don't want to go for the soda. Iced tea? And you can feel good because it's made with that mountain-grown tea and that pure filtered water. Perfectly crafted ingredients.
Yeah, and a variety of flavors, guys.
Yeah, it's got a variety of flavors.
There's raspberry.
Yeah.
There's lemonade flavor. There's sweetened. There's unsweetened. There's semi-sweet.
Yes. You guys can go. You should go check them out like we do. They have the Ice Gold the Gold Peak Real Brew Tea at a retailer near you where they sell iced tea.
They have it at Target. They have it at Ralph's. They have it every time I go shopping.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. You can find it in a retailer near you.
It's like when you find out about like a cool car and that you've never heard of before.
Right.
And then you start seeing it everywhere.
Everybody's got that red car.
Now when I walk through any store, I'm like, ooh, there's the Gold Peak Real Brew Tea. Got to get some of that.
It's the taste that brings you home. What's up?
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going good.
So you're leaving here to take...
I'll take Sonny to the orthodontist.
What's going on? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. And just he's got his braces taken off, and now he's got to get Invisalign and all that.
Yeah, the retainer,
yeah,
basically. Well, it's not a retainer, but I know.
But he's been wearing like a temporary one until he gets the Invisalign, and it hurts. Like the bottom one hurts. I don't know. It's just a mess. It's like I don't know. I never had braces, so.
I didn't either.
You didn't have braces
No,
either?
And you have perfectly straight teeth.
Well, I mean, I had to get them fixed.
Oh. Yeah. I just didn't have them.
I have the baby tooth that never came through.
Right. Yeah. I've heard of that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that's what Sonny was going to have. But anyway, that's boring. But yeah. I was going to tell you. So over the weekend, I had to take him to his basketball. It was the beginning of basketball season.
Yeah.
And we all know how, like,
now he hasn't had the tryouts at school yet.
No. That hasn't started yet.
That's where you're going to send Adam?
Yeah, I'd like to. I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Okay.
But Natalia made the volleyball team at school.
And oh!
Did I tell you that?
Great. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember last year?
Oh, my God. It's exciting.
Yeah. She was like devastated and she cried and she's like, the coach hates me.
He hates me. Oh, yeah. And then she was practicing with him. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know where we are from last week.
Yeah.
Yes. You said she'd been working with the coach over the summer and then he was like, I'm going to need you to be the example for the other girls.
Right. Yeah. So they have their first game. Until then, over the weekend, she went and got sprained and rolled her ankle.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. But she had a workout with the coach yesterday. And he was like, because she really wants to – that's not going to stop her. She wants to play. And so she still had her workout with him, and he knows about her ankle, and he taped it up, and he fixed it, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's nice. I love it when coaches are like that.
I know. I like it too. So, but now Sonny, with his basketball, like, I just got really upset over the weekend because he played a lot on Saturday, but then Sunday came. They were getting creamed left and right.
Right.
Like, both teams, both of their teams were just there. Everybody was losing. And it was the first tournament.
What's going on with these teams?
I don't know.
Are picky about who they put on them.
I don't think that they, from what I understand, they're not matching the teams correctly, I guess, during these tournaments sometimes. And over this weekend, they weren't. I guess that our kids played an older team. They weren't supposed to be playing. Who knows? I don't know. I just know that on Sunday, I don't even think Sonny noticed it, but like he barely played. And I'm just like, I can't sit there anymore.
Did you think of me?
Yes, I did.
It's just the worst feeling.
It is. I'm just
it's
like.
Such a helpless feeling because you know you can't be crazy and walk up to the coach and go like, hey,
what's the deal? Almost because they're sitting across from us. So I'm sitting next to the parents and stuff and they're yapping away and their kids are playing. And my kid played it Saturday, but Sunday like sat there the whole – I'm just – because it was an intense game. And I'm like, okay, like he's just as good as the other ones. Like,
yeah, and this not even on the hardest team, right?
Right.
They didn't put him on the maroon team.
No.
They put him on the other team.
But he mixed them up. So it wasn't even – there was no, like, maroon and white team. It was like this is the first tournament. So I think he wanted to see how they would play mixed, I guess. So he mixed them up. So they had great players and bad players and middle players and all kinds of players. But and so this is the one coach that I don't really know. I guess he's like the coach now for them. And one coach left and now there's an whatever. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I almost stood up and went, hey, like, what the did I drive out here for what? To sit across, to just sit here and watch my kids sitting on the bench the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, what did we come here for?
And you pay for this, right?
And I pay for this.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it. I got up and I walked away. And I went and sat at these tables. And one of these dads who I love, whose kid...
Matthew's dad?
No. I don't really talk about them because he's just this one... He was like the head of the... PTA's financial, I don't know, like he was like the...
He's a go-getter,
of course, you know. But his kids are like into mountain bikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I love him. I love his wife. They're a great family. Their younger son, not Sonny's age, but younger, plays in that league. But their son that's Sonny's age doesn't even try out because he's you know, the mom was like, I said, how come, you know, he doesn't do it? And she said, because it's too competitive. He knows he's not going to make. He's not very good.
Aww.
I know.
Haram.
But the younger one is good. And so he's there on the weekend. So I get to see the parents who I like. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm just like, just depleted and just devastated. I'm just so sick of it. I'm just done. Like, are we going to go through this now again? Like, now he's on the roster, but now he's still not going to play. What is going on? So I'm just sitting there and I hear, hey, Lynette. And I turn and it's the dad that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really one of those dads that is a go-getter and knows what's going on, you know. And he comes over and he's like – and he's just the way he talks, like, great play. Like, even if they screw up,
right.
He's positive, you know.
Right.
He's just that Adam loves him. And he goes, hey, how's it going? And he comes over and he sits down. And I was just like – I go, honestly, I don't know what to do. Like – Let's call him Tom. I don't know what to do, Tom. Like, I'm this. And he's like, he's never seen me like this. Usually I'm like, hey, you know, I like go crying on his shoulder. And
right, right,
he's
right,
not
right,
used
right,
to it.
Right.
And I go, and he goes, where's my boy? You know, he loves Sonny. And
you're like, he's on the bench.
He's on the bench. That's what I said. And I said, he goes, ugh. He goes, I know what you mean. He goes, I have to deal with this with my son too. He goes, he doesn't get a lot of playing time. He goes, look. He goes.
But does his son get more playing time than Sonny?
His son is on the younger team. I don't know.
The
son that's Sonny's age doesn't even play. He's
Got
the one that's
right,
like,
right, right.
I'm not going to even try out
right.
for it. But the
Got
younger,
yeah.
I don't know, because the kid's in fourth
it's just
or fifth
sometimes,
grade.
You know, when these people, sometimes they try to like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go,
yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah, me too. And you're like, oh,
no,
your kid
yet.
Gets twice as much
right.
playing time as mine. So
right.
you can stop bitching right now.
Right.
Okay,
no,
but,
I believe it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
His kid's in fourth grade, fifth grade. I don't know, one of them. And he just. I mean, I don't know. I'm wrong. But he's just like, look, you know, it's a business, you know. And if I were you, I would, you know, he's not going to want to lose players. I would email the coach and I said, I already been there, done that. You know, and he's encouraging me to do that. And
I mean, you've
like,
done everything. You had Sonny
right.
be the assistant for like,
coach.
You know, if anyone knows that coach,
right.
it's Sonny.
Right.
Like,
right.
it's not like he's forgetting Sonny's on the team.
Well, this coach, though, see, so there's three coaches. There's the main guy who's not really there.
Okay, yeah.
But then he's got these other dudes that work for him that are
got
his
it.
Guys.
Okay.
One guy left. So now there's this, anyway, there's this new coach that's there. He's not new, but he's new to me and new to this grade.
Okay.
So I don't know how much he knows Sonny, whatever. So maybe he's still just trying to figure it all out. I don't know. I'm just like, just done. I'm just like, come on. Like, can Sonny take up ice skating or something? Like,
aww. So what happened? Did he ever get in?
Yeah, he got in. He was fine. He was happy to get out of there because it was football Sunday. It was the very first day of football. All the guys, daddy, everybody was at the shop waiting for him. It was 10 a.m. and we were done for the day.
Oh.
Because if it was like Sunday, it's like you play the first game and if you win, then you stay and play the other games. But if you lose in the first game, you're out. You go home. And we were both happy to leave. So I don't know.
It's just when they don't get a lot of playing time, it's demoralizing.
It is. But I don't even think Sonny, he was like in a good mood. Usually I can tell if it bothers him. Like this Sunday, he was fine. I don't know.
Well, then I guess it's cool.
I guess.
But then I know you're – then you're like, but why am I waking up at the crack of dawn?
Right.
For what? For what? I know it didn't bother him, but yeah, it bothers us.
It bothers me. I don't want to sit and listen to the chitty-chatty parents next to me and while their kids are – they're not even watching their kids play because they're so used to their kids playing so much. It's like, oh, who made that? My kid? Oh, good job, little – you know, and it's
same.
Like, come on.
Totally relate.
I just want to elbow them.
I get so mad when like, yes, when their kid, first of all, like, my kid, even though she's been playing for years, is still at the point where if she scores, she's going to be looking up at me like, can you just believe that that just scored? She's going to be super excited still.
Right.
If she ever scored a three-pointer, it would be like we'd have to stop the game to do a little parade in her honor.
Exactly.
Right. But these, I know what you're saying.
You know,
some of the kids that are like the stars of the team.
Right.
You're right. They're just scoring left and right. And their parents don't even clap.
They're turning around talking to the people behind them.
Yeah.
Are you watching the game?
Yeah. Like, your kid just scored.
Yes.
They're like, well, obviously.
I know.
Constant.
All right.
I'm not writing it down.
Right.
I'm like, don't you want to text your husband and let him know? She's like, no, my husband's here.
All right.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just so annoying. It really is.
Worse than that.
An ass full of it.
You know what
really
What I hate too is the parents that are the kiss ass parents. It's almost worse than the parents that are their kids are the stars. Is the ones that are like, I brought Krispy Kreme donuts. Go home. Stop it. You don't get to have more playing time.
I know.
Because you stopped at Krispy Kreme and brought everybody apple fritters. Stop it. Right?
Yes.
And the and they are. The coaches are always love those people, too. They're always like, oh, look who brought –
and they know their names. Lucy, brought
look who
in –
brought Sunny D for all the kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody – guys, Lucy's parents brought Krispy Kreme donuts if everybody wants one.
Right. No.
Well, first of all,
I know.
You had to be here at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
So how much earlier did you get
up? Right.
You had to be at the gym. The game started at 8.
You had to be here at
7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So did you really get up at 6:30 and go to Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, they did.
Just to kiss ass?
Yes, they did.
Oh,
they
sure did.
That's
a lot of forethought that went into your ass kissing.
Right. But then meanwhile, I got Natalia who gets a lot of playing time.
Right.
And I'm not looking forward to those volleyball tournaments.
I know.
Why? I don't know why. I know why, because I'm there all day. Like, with at least the basketball, they play one game, and then they play the next game, and then you kind of, like, done by 12:30 kind of thing. Not so much. Like, Natalia's got to be there on the court ready to play in Anaheim at 7:15 a.m.
Oh, no.
And now you don't get out of there until, like, 2:33, but now you got another hour and a half car ride to get home, and you're trying to stay awake at the wheel because you're so fucking bored. You've been bored all day. It's just, really.
But one of our funniest podcast episodes ever was one of those early tournaments with Natalia. Do you remember? And what was going on? It was with a parent in front of you. Was she
the clapper?
And then you didn't know that you're supposed to keep changing sides,
right.
So you're getting stuck on the one side.
Right. Then I'm with the enemies. I'm like clapping, except nobody around me is clapping because I don't know any of the parents, so I don't know who I'm sitting with.
Right.
I didn't know I was
like,
sitting in enemy territory. I know. Why is everybody getting up and leaving? But I thought we had another game. Why do we have to switch sides, by the way? Can we just sit? We can see our kids on that side. It's not that big. It's not a football field. Like, do we have to?
I know.
Like, why do we have to do it? And the clapper was the mom that – it turned out it was the grandma. Hey, she looked good for her age. Was clapping.
Well, it is L.A. There's a lot of older moms.
Right, right.
You're like, oh, you're 55 and you have a 7-year-old?
Yeah, that's fine. Of course,
Typical.
Typical. And she just, after everybody stopped clapping, she had to give it 25 more.
Right, right.
And do the two thumbs up. And then the next week, it was the mom because it was a different woman.
Right.
And apparently clapping runs in the family. It's genetic. Because she kept going and giving the thumbs up. And the poor kid's just like, stop it. You're embarrassing me.
I was kind of glad, secretly glad that LB wasn't good at volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she went to the camp and told me she sucked? It was like, there's something about
what
how energetic all the volleyball players are that makes me tired just watching them.
Totally.
Sada!
I know.
Like, they're, I mean,
and all the girls, they all, every time they make a score, they go, woo! and they come together and then they go back.
Like, that's too much energy.
My God, everybody settle down. Jesus, it's only 9 a.m. I feel like it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's only 10:30 a.m. because I've been here all morning. Like,
yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah, there's something a little more fun and less girly about basketball.
Right.
It's a slightly more tomboy sport, I guess, in a weird way. They're all kind of more chill.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of yelling.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They don't even – and it's sort of a thing where you try to be cool. Like if someone scores, they're like
– yeah.
They like give each other the nod.
Right.
Like,
the little, like, the little hand slap.
The little hand slap. And then when they go to shoot a free throw, if they miss one, then they give them – everybody comes in and – or if they make one.
Right.
But it's all subtle. It's all on the down low.
Yeah. They don't get all like – they don't wear ribbons in their hair that all match and they don't like – yeah.
If you make a basket, the whole team – it would be really weird if the whole team was like,
wow, come together. I know.
They'd be like, what are you doing?
Oh my God, that's so true, because over the weekend we were at the basketball game and I don't know. Okay, so I talk about this kid who's really like, I love this kid. I don't know. I guess I'll say it's Noah. He's the tall one. He's
kind of
the most popular kid, but he's very easygoing. He's the one that was in like fourth grade. Sonny got stuck up on a rock that was like 4 feet high.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, Sonny, just jump out of football practice. Sonny, jump. And then Noah walked. Noah just came to the school too. He was new. And he goes, come on, buddy. I got you. Like he was like a dad, because he's always been like 1 foot ahead of everybody. He's so tall.
Right.
And now he's like the star star basketball player, right? But he's very easy. He wears his slides, you know, when he's not playing, and he's chill. So over the weekend, he's about to shoot a three throw, and a fight breaks out at the court behind us. Like a big full on, like first it was the kids, then it was like the coach or the dad, and then it was like one blonde lady got involved.
Well, you buried the lead. Did you get this on tape?
No, I know. I don't know what all of a sudden just like mayhem broke up behind us.
Was it like fisticuffs?
I kind of, but I couldn't tell like who's fighting, because it was just a mob of everybody trying to break it up or fight or get in there or something was going on. And then like one blonde lady going, blah, 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 like yelling at everybody, because you know, she's like pointing the finger across the row, across the aisle at the other team, or I don't know what happened. But it stopped the game because – you know, there's rows and rows of games, right? So we're at this – this is a game going on at the court behind us.
Right, which is so annoying, because it's hard to concentrate.
Yeah,
I know. There's constant whistles blowing.
Right.
And you're like,
was that our whistle?
Yeah.
I know. So Noah's up there about to do his three free throw kind of thing. And everybody's like kind of stops and everybody's watching. And like Sonny's got his big eyes like, oh, what's going on? I've never seen this before.
Right.
Are we in danger?
Where's
Phil? He's like, exactly. He's like scared. And then I look over and Noah's not even – he's just sitting there like bouncing his ball. Like, all right, can I throw now? Like, let's – but it was just – it was weird. Like this fight broke out. And then I thought they were going to stop their game or they would have to forfeit or something. No, they just kept going. They just – continued playing.
Okay.
And the blonde lady was very like out of like she just was bent out of shape over something, because she was yelling and pointing her finger like no. She was the lady too that was her job was videotaping the game. There's always somebody standing there like videotaping.
Yes. I'm so glad I never get roped into that.
Yeah, thank God. I don't know who they are, where they come from. Are they part of the school? Are they part of the place? I don't know, but I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, shit went down.
Okay, so the reason you were telling me that, though, is because it would be weird if everybody just, like, came in and high-fived.
Right.
But so Noah waited, then he...
Yes, and then so as soon as the fight was over, he just, like, threw his thing, and everybody was very cool.
Just
and calm.
Totally mellow.
Yeah, mellow. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's going crazy and cheering each other and, like, showing a lot of energy.
Mm-mm. Isn't that... I don't know why
it is. Better.
It is. Yeah, it is better. So I found a podcast that I love.
Oh, yeah. You were going to tell me that.
The Last Days of Summer.
No,
The Last Days of August. Because her name is August.
Oh.
She was a porn star that killed herself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's very sad, but it's interesting. Oh, it was done by the people that did the Butterfly Effect on Audible. So the good thing is on podcasts.
I'm
it's
always
on
having
iTunes.
I feel like I need to take notes all the time.
I know. Okay. I took notes from when you told us the the trashy divorce.
Yeah, the butter.
Yeah, why? It's made by that, but it's called The Last Days of August.
I know, but I might want to also listen to The Butterfly Effect.
Oh, you didn't listen to The Butterfly Effect?
No, that was on Audible.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But it's probably on iTunes by now. So ooh, that's the good thing is there's no ads, which I noticed. I was like, huh.
Oh, so The Butterfly Effect is a podcast?
Yeah, I think it was the
It's not a book.
It was a podcast. It was like, you know how Audible does these podcasts?
Yes, series? They do the Esther Perel one too. Okay,
like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's now on iTunes. It's made its way, I guess. Okay. I think The Butterfly Effect is on iTunes, but it was about the porn industry.
Okay.
And it's, I like the guy's voice. He's got this very British voice.
Okay.
And he did, you know, he's an investigating reporter and he did the whole series about how, you know, porn started. I mean, not porn, but how free porn started up, all these porn sites, and then the effect it had on all the people involved. But now, so he did this series on this woman that killed herself. She was married and the husband. So the husband, it's all got audio. It's got all the, because he's an investigative reporter, he's interviewing the husband. And so you get his interviews. And then he goes away and he talks to other people who contradict what the husband says. So it's kind of like a little bit of a mystery.
Okay.
Did she really? I don't know. You know, kind of thing.
I'm going to subscribe to it right now.
Yeah.
While we're talking.
It's really good.
Yeah, you know what's really great about our podcast?
Hmm.
We're not afraid to recommend other podcasts.
I know. Look, shoo. We ain't got nothing to hide.
Shooey.
Shoo.
Shoo. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that totally just took me back. High school.
Shoo.
Where you finna go? Shoo. We're happy to recommend a podcast.
Yeah, because
care.
Look, I mean,
life is short.
Right.
You need stuff to listen to.
Yes. I mean, the more you –
I don't feel like anyone would ever be like, wait a minute. There's another podcast?
Yeah, let me stop this one.
I don't want
to subscribe and go subscribe to that one. Like, yeah, it doesn't work.
Why have I been wasting my time with For Crying Out Loud?
Right, right. Well, yeah. Maybe they will. I don't know.
I don't understand why certain other podcasts like are so weird about that. Like,
right.
Not allowing that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very strange. Yeah, The Last Days of August.
Days of August, it came right up.
Mm-hmm.
It came right up.
So are you watching anything or listening to anything or?
Well, I told you about Trashy Divorce
on
the Tuesday episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got to be honest. I feel like the reason I'm so excited about this new recommendation is because I look in my library of podcasts and – okay, like I listen to Watch What Crappens,
mm-hmm.
which a long time ago was recommended. But the problem is I listened to it religiously when I was watching Real Housewives of New York.
Right.
But I don't listen to Real Housewives of Orange County because I can't stand any of the people on the show anymore.
Yeah, I haven't watched that in a while.
They're so unlikable. I watched Beverly Hills and I watched New York.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those
– I like New York.
I like New York. Yeah, but Bethany's leaving, and I'm not sure how I feel about that, like how
she
I feel
is?
About the rest of them.
Why is she leaving?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't really know. But, you know, my point is that I can't stand Orange County, and that's the only one that's airing right now that I used to watch.
Right.
So sometimes I'll listen to it, but I'm like –
what happened to Jersey? Are they still doing that one?
I think so.
I kind of like that one. And I actually do love Atlanta. Just because I love the terms they use and stuff. But
I just haven't watched it in so long that I feel like I'd
like,
have to
I don't know
at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have all of my 2020, 48 hours, Dateline, and then my politics. But I feel like I've listened to everything, all the episodes of anything that was good. And then, you know, I get some of them peter out.
I know.
So I'll look at my library and I'll be like, oh, I kind of stopped listening to that one.
What happened?
And then I'm like, who cares?
This is why it's important to me and I think why it's important to you that we have something to listen to because I look at it as a companion because I have to have – if I'm going to get up on a Saturday and a Sunday early in the morning and drive to Anaheim and have to kill time and stuff, I want to have something to listen to.
Me too.
What am I going to do? Just stand around and not listen to something? Like – That'd be ludicrous.
Now it feels weird to listen to music. I remember back in the day, it was such a luxury. You'd be like, oh my gosh, I can go jogging and I can listen to a CD. This is a crazy breakthrough.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, listen to music.
Right.
That's so boring.
It is boring.
What else am I going to do?
Right. I know. I know. I like, and I'll look forward to doing a household chore if I have something to listen to.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like,
oh my gosh. If I'm going to like cook dinner, which is
absolutely,
I'm like, where's my phone? I got, what am I going to listen to while I do it?
Yeah.
Go grocery shopping.
Yes.
I'm like, I got to be listening to something. Yeah. Oh, am I going to just walk around the grocery store?
I know.
Picking out food?
No. By yourself. It just feels like you have
uncivilized, you know, world. Would I just be listening to the music over the.
No. Oh, clean up on aisle four. Yeah, no, it's
right. But then you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm out of stuff to listen to. Then you feel like you're like, oh, somebody recommended like, oh, 1400 people told me I should listen to, you know, I don't know, The Search for whoever.
Right.
That I tried listening to, let's say one time. And I was like, I don't know. I'm bored.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Or it'll be, you know what I don't like is like sometimes when the mystery takes place in like Kentucky in a town of 200 people.
Right.
I'm like, oh, not relatable enough.
Yeah. I know.
It's like listening to something that took place in like, exactly.
It's like listening to something that took place in the 1900s.
I'm like, oh, it was on Balboa Boulevard? Okay.
Right. Okay.
Now you got my attention.
Why are we like that? What's wrong with us?
So narcissistic.
It is.
I'm like, I want to hear about what happened at Trader Joe's down the street from my house.
Right, right.
And less than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't break the 10 years ago mark. Because then I'm immediately like, it happened in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Did they have phones back then?
I know.
Like,
I know.
Were there texting? Did this have anything to do with my life?
You know, I do enjoy listening to when I don't have anything to listen to is Gina and Teresa. They're fun to listen to. Even, I don't know. Like, they're comforting, I guess.
Well, that's why I like the Trashy Divorces too. Because
I'm gonna
it's
listen
kind
to
of like hanging out with friends that are telling you a story about something that you're kind of interested in.
Right. Right.
Even with those ladies, well, there's one thing that is annoying. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to pre-warn you about that. Podcast is one of the women like gets real sometimes, not every episode, but on the episodes she does, it's pretty eye rolling, but she gets really moved sometimes and then she cries about certain things. And I'm like, all right,
relax. You're not upset.
It's not your life. It's not your divorce.
Yeah.
But she gets really emotional about stuff. But you know what?
Right.
She's also very she gets herself really involved in the story, which you need.
That's good.
To
tell
a good story.
Good. Yeah, that's what it takes.
Yeah. And there's the other partner balances it out.
That's good.
She's like, all right.
Well, there's got to be the one that's got like more of the like bring you back down to reality.
Oh, my gosh.
Should we tell everybody about Third Love?
Yes, we should.
Let's tell you guys about Third. You guys, have you heard of Third Love?
P.S.
Stephanie's got it on.
I just took my T-shirt over my shoulder to show you my Third Love bra with the accordion strap.
That's the best.
Cute bra strap so that
it's a nice color, too.
Yeah, that's the nude color. Mm-hmm. Goes with everything.
Yeah.
Wear it all the time.
And you got it's a T-shirt bra, except Stephanie's wearing with a tuxedo right now, so.
I'm wearing it with a T-shirt. She kids with you. I have the T-shirt bra, the 24/7 T-shirt bra in every color.
Me too.
I've got the bralette, which is so super cute, which I save for those T-shirts with the deep sleeves.
Right.
So that if
I thought you were going to say for sexy occasions.
No, that would be kind of hack. No, I like to wear it like with just a T-shirt.
Yeah, I know.
So people are like, oh, who is that cool? That is a cool look.
Yes. Yeah. Look, you guys go look at their bras. Look at their color. They have beautiful colors. They have beautiful colors. They have sizes for everybody. They have a fit finder quiz to help you find the right size. They, you know, they're premium bras for not a lot of money.
I don't know how they did it, but they made a bra that's really comfortable.
Definitely.
And it has a little bit of like this very thin layer of memory foam. So it's not padded. I mean, I'm sure they have padded ones too, but it's not padded, but it's just very comfortable.
Right. It holds everything in place.
Yeah. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/FCOL right now. Find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/FCOL for 15% off today. And now, coupons.
Coupons.
Coupons.com.
Coupons will save you a lot of money, right?
Right. Yeah.
But nobody wants to sit there and cut the things and keep everything and blah, blah, blah.
I want to get those mailers that come in the mail and then you're like looking through it.
Sift through it all.
This is what I do with coupons.com. Mm-hmm. Go, if you're going to buy something,
yeah,
no matter where it is, go to coupons.com first and see if there's a coupon for it.
Yes.
Because they have thousands of coupons.
Mm-hmm.
There is probably a coupon for that thing that you're about to buy.
Yeah.
Whatever store, whatever brand, go to coupons.com and you don't have to clip it. You don't have to get the Sunday paper. You don't have to forget it at home. You just go to coupons.com and
it's all right there on an app.
Yes.
Which is the best.
Coupons.com, the app. So you pick your store and then you start just tapping the coupons that you want. And the savings, either they come right off at the register or you can take a picture of your receipt and get the money sent to PayPal.
Wow. That's really cool.
It's very genius. It's been around forever, too. It's not like a newfangled thing. We're just telling you about it right now. So download the coupons.com app on your iPhone or Android today. It's totally free, totally easy. Just tap, shop, and save. All right.
So.
What else?
What else?
So Robin and I
yeah.
went to see Barry Manilow.
You did?
Yes.
When?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
And we ran into Patrick.
Sure. Oh, that's right.
So here's what happened.
What happened? Barry Manilow.
I know.
You and Robin.
I told you that John was fully making fun of me. I told you that I told him I was going to Barry Manilow, and he was like, no, you're not. Like, yeah, I am. So the time came, which was last Friday night. It's so fun. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
And you have girlfriends like this too.
Yes.
Robin is super fun because she's at that time in her life. She's, you know,
chill.
Getting old. No, I'm just kidding. No, but she's at that time in her life where her kid is 16.
Yeah.
So
that's a nice
she doesn't,
thing.
It's easy. Mm-hmm. She can just do stuff spontaneously. And my kids are old enough that I can,
right.
and John's around right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel like doing something, and she's kind of up for anything. She's fun that way.
Yeah.
So I can just be like, what do you think about going to Barry Manilow? And she'll be like, sure, why not? I like a lot of Barry Manilow songs. And I was telling John this about Robin. She's just the right mix of like cynical,
mm-hmm.
but also actually enjoys stuff.
Yeah.
So we can be like totally making fun of something.
Right.
But then – we were laughing about this at the concert because mm-hmm. Barry Manilow looks like he's 100.
He does?
Yes, but like 100, but having had so much work done that it is a
like
little bit like a zombie.
Yeah,
so it's like he's standing, but then it's like watching kind of an old man standing. But then he sings a song and his voice
that's
is
amazing.
Like chocolate still. It's like,
wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You're like, his voice is totally the same. So one minute we're making fun of him, but the next minute I'm like, this one's for you wherever you are. And like, I'm totally like crying
into
and into it. And it's like, we don't feel the need to make fun of it all the way through. Like we can make fun of it.
Right.
We don't have to take it and be too earnest, but then we can like also enjoy.
My friend Gina Kimmel was not like that.
Really?
She had all the cynical and not any of the joy.
See, that's not fun.
I know.
Because then you just like – it just becomes negative.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But at the same time, but you want to be able to like poke fun at you're doing, especially if it's like seeing Barry Manilow.
Oh, yeah. So wait. So where did he play?
Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, my
God. So it's so beautiful there. So, and you can bring food.
Yeah.
And it's like – it just makes you really appreciate living in L.A.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. And it's like – and then – so Lorna Luft
–
first of all, everyone at the Hollywood Bowl that night was gay, pretty much, right? It's just
full
of gay people.
And Barry Manilow in L.A.?
Well, he just came out at like 73.
Yeah. He wasn't out earlier?
He's 76. No.
He's 76?
No, he just came out at – this is – okay. And I went and read about this on Wikipedia.
I had no idea. I just thought he was always
– right. That's what you think. But he was never – first of all, he was married like in the 70s to a woman.
Really?
Yes.
I never thought that much about Karen Berryman.
I know. So then a couple years later, still in the 70s, he hooked up with his manager and they have been together forever. But they only got married a couple years ago.
Okay.
And Suzanne Summers was at his wedding and she accidentally like told the press.
What?
And she didn't mean it because I think she, like you, was like – yeah, well, I thought everybody knew that. And I went to his wedding. So she was like, oh, so beautiful. He got married to his longtime partner. And I think the press was like, what?
Wow.
So they reported on it. And then he kind of got outed.
Wow.
But he'd been with the guy like 30 years.
Yeah.
But he was scared that all the ladies that love him
weren't going to buy his albums anymore. Come on.
I know. But, you know, it's still, I guess, hard for people. So he was scared. So he came out, though. And then he said he was concerned that people would feel like betrayed or and he said it was nothing but love. He got nothing but love and support.
Good.
And it was a beautiful thing. But he still sang all his songs with female pronouns in them, like, her, which is – but anyway, Lorna Luft, who is Liza Minnelli's sister and Judy Garland's daughter. Liza Minnelli's her half-sister. So imagine how gay that was.
Right.
It was like – gayer than gay, right?
Right?
But she comes out and she is so, first of all, it was not good.
Wait, she's Liza Minnelli's.
So Judy Garland's daughter.
Yes. Is Judy Garland's daughter's
so
Liza
Judy
Minnelli,
Garland.
Which I could never wrap my, dad would tell me that because my dad would love the magic of Hollywood and tell me out. And I could never wrap my around. I'm like, that's the mother? Like, she's so young. Like, she's in,
Judy Garland had Liza Minnelli very young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then later.
How did Judy Garland die?
Pills. Yeah.
Okay.
And the movie Judy is coming out pretty soon.
Really?
With Renee Zellweger.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It comes out later this month.
Wow.
Like September 27th. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's about the later years of her life.
Okay. Which is interesting and intriguing because I never really heard much about her after that.
Right.
After anything.
Yeah. I just think of her as Dorothy.
Me too. Okay. So go ahead. Sorry.
No.
So wait, so you can't get any gayer than that, you were saying. Lorna Luft.
Because Lorna Luft is like she's like a gay icon too because she's Judy Garland's daughter.
Right.
And she's super like – she used to do more of a vaudeville show.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her open for Don Rickles in Vegas but like 20 years ago.
Wow.
And she was so like kind of cheesy back then. It's very like, hey, we're putting on a show.
Yeah.
I'm singing a song. That kind of thing. That's just horrible.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It was so cheesy back then that I was like, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so crazy. First of all, I mean, and when I saw Patrick. Patrick calls me.
Uh-huh.
And because we put it on the For Crying Out Loud.
Did you put it on the For Crying Out Loud Instagram page?
I put the picture of me and Robin at the Hollywood Bowl, and I was like just a couple of crazy fanalos.
Yeah.
I put it on the Reel It In page.
Okay.
Well, Patrick saw it.
Oh.
And he was with Sherry at the
– oh, at the concert.
So he called me like, hey, I'm here too.
Oh, my God.
And then he texted me like, hey, I'm going to come see you at intermission.
Oh, that – because you – so he sent me a picture and goes, look who I ran into tonight. And I said, you two look like you're going to be very happy together. It's a beautiful picture of the two of you.
Yeah, so we got someone to take our picture.
Aww.
Yeah, because he wanted to send it to you.
Aww.
Yeah, he's so sweet. I love Patrick.
He's the best. I know.
Yeah.
I love Patrick.
So anyway, and then we were both like, oh my God, Lorna Luft was so bad. It's just, so her whole little, she did like an act.
Right.
Which was like a mini biography of like Judy Garland.
Really?
Which was just kind of sad because like,
don't
aren't you your own person?
Yeah.
It was all about, and then my mother, Judy Garland, had me. And then she went and she got a deal with the studio. And that studio was, and then
MGM.
She married, and then there'd be a song, she'd be, and this song was,
oh,
and
that
was, and then her voice was just like every song, which is like, I was like, oh my God. Terrible.
Hands.
Yeah, jazz hands for everything. So then she finally was done.
Oh, but I'm sure the audience loved it though. Like,
I mean, not really.
No?
I think,
not the Barry Manilow.
It was pretty bad. It was very scripty too. Like, everything was
like, don't lose your place because you're, you know, very scripted. And then Barry Manilow came out and he was amazing.
Aww.
And like,
how long
and told real stories kind of. And
he did. He told stories.
But he never said anything referenced being gay or but at one point they made all the lights of the Hollywood Bowl a rainbow.
Oh,
which was
that's
pretty,
cute.
Which was really cool.
How so? How long did he play for?
You know, like an hour and a half at least. Mm-hmm. And but it was really funny because the LA Philharmonic was backing
him
up.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's
just
funny
nice.
To watch nerdy musicians like in on some big show. Well, because they can't even fake any sort of like showbiz mentality. So they always just look like if they're between times where they have to play their violin, they're just looking like they're thinking of what their grocery store list is in their head. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
They're
I
like,
look at
oh,
them.
I'm not being called upon.
Right.
No one's wearing any makeup. Right. They're just like, just, they look like they rolled out of bed. Like the guys don't brush their hair. They're nerds.
I know.
And I said to Robin, I was like, you know, they know they're on the Hollywood Bowl stage, right? She's like, you know, they're classical musicians, right? Like, have you met one that's cool?
Right.
But it is funny. They look like kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, what is this pop music I have to learn?
Right,
like,
right. I mean, they're young though too, right? They're
no, not really.
They're
mostly
older?
We're older, seemed older. But then there'll be somebody playing like the stand-up harp or whatever. And you know that they just like don't leave the house ever.
Yeah,
like these people are not getting any sun. Like
yeah.
They're all wearing glasses. Like you don't even want to just put on contacts for like, your show at the Hollywood Bowl.
I know. With Barry Manilow at the Hollywood Bowl. Like come on, like get it together.
Everyone was wearing glasses.
Oh my God.
Like I'm like, is this not even a special enough occasion to put on your contacts?
I do the same thing. I start looking at them and I start thinking about what are they thinking about? What does their life look like? What did they do today? Are they annoyed that they're here? Did they have to learn all this, the new, you know, music? I do the same thing. When I saw, like, Hamilton, I'm, like, you know, watching the actors and then, like, I don't know. I just think about what they do today. You
yeah.
know? What are they going to do tonight as soon as the show's over? Are they bored? Well, like, Vinny.
right.
Talk about in the same category. I mean, Vinny with Chippendales had to do two shows a night.
Right.
And I think he did it. 7 days a week or 6 days a week for 6 weeks. Doesn't he get bored like out there and taking a shower every night, like two times a night?
I don't know. But here, like, but here's another thing about like classical music that I don't understand. And it's very much because maybe I have no culture, but it's like modern art to me is the conductor. Like I don't get it. I don't get like I don't get how what are the musicians just not going to play if the conductor's not go, like putting his fingers like come on guys
you know.
First of all they're usually very famous conductors and I'm sure they make a lot of money but doesn't it feel like they're just waving their fingers
yes, it
like
does.
Okay you guys over there violins you play now you play
I feel like I could do that if I knew the song and I knew what was coming.
Right.
I was like, pot down the violin. Okay. Now you go over here. Go higher, higher, go low. You know, I feel like
but
I could do that.
But don't the musicians know
what they're
when
doing.
To come in?
Right.
Like,
what are they watching?
Are they going like, oh, I think I'm just going to take a break now. Oh, hold on. No, I'm supposed to go now?
I know.
Like, are they like, oh, shoot. Like their alarm didn't go off in the morning. Like, oh, you're like, wait, you were supposed to go. And they're like, oh, okay, I'm with you now.
Yeah, like they have to be laser focused on him. Otherwise,
they're not
going
to play.
Right.
Aren't they looking at sheet music?
Yeah, I know. What are they looking at?
And doesn't the sheet music say, play louder here? Do you need the conductor to be like, no, bring it up a little more? And if they didn't bring it up a little more, would it ruin the whole show?
No, right? And don't think that I don't think about the Bugs Bunny cartoon where his hand is up there. And the guy's turning red.
Yeah, but is that so important? Like, are they not going to keep going?
I know.
If the conductor's not telling them to?
Right. I know.
And are they really following that much along that if the conductor's then going to bring it down, they're like, oh. That's where
and then
to...
like and then do they like afterwards have like a whole debriefing? You know, like Herb threw me off there.
Yeah,
you were supposed to bring it down. No, Judith was the one that was supposed to bring it down. Blaming each other.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Does the conductor go? Did you not see my hand go bring it down? I felt like you guys didn't get that quiet.
Right.
Next time I needed a lot quiet.
Right.
When you see my hand yes. in a downward motion.
Right.
They're like, but your hand didn't go all the way
right.
down.
And it then was the
like,
other section's going, but and you guys, you should have been going high when I was going low. Like
they're like, well, the conductor didn't tell us to.
Right.
Sorry.
And then is there a section that thinks they're better than the other ones too? Like, oh, have the violinists
be.
Were better yeah. than the flutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Flutes. Anybody could play a flute.
Right.
Like I learned a flute. Like, I also play the flute.
Yeah, I played the flute when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, they're like, what else do you play? What else you got? Flute. It's like I play four instruments. Yeah, they probably think the percussionist is just
right,
like a joke.
Right.
What do you think? You're a rock and roller?
Yeah.
Do it with your drums.
It's so loud.
Yeah, I don't even know if there were any drums. But yeah. But all in all, good show.
Wow. All right.
I had one more really quick thing to tell you, which yeah. is just that the kid, the middle school, I had to sign a contract for PE, and I was all kinds of annoyed, and I just needed to share it with you.
For because, what?
Because this PE teacher at my kid's school, oh, it's not the PE teacher. It's they're having a dance teacher.
Uh-huh.
So the kids are like, okay. So the teacher has this whole – her rules – are, I think it's a girl, that if you are talking or even whispering, then you get a timeout and you have to walk to the front of the class and have a timer that mm-hmm. times for a minute of you standing in front of the class having your timeout. Apparently, this teacher's doling out these public shaming timeouts.
What the hell?
Yeah, and then I had to sign a piece of paper saying that I agree to that like that's what she's doing. And then there's all these different things that this dance teacher is going to give infractions for. And I feel like going, reel it in. You're a dance
yeah,
teacher that comes in once a day for an hour.
Ugh.
Like, chill out.
Mm, I don't like that.
I know, but then I don't want to be the parent,
that's
like
that
calling at the school going, why do they have to come stand in the front of – because I feel like then they're going to go,
know.
Well, tell your kid not to talk and then that won't happen to them.
That's so
but
bizarre.
It already happened to Xander.
What?
Yeah, he was whispering to a friend and he was like, got the time out.
Some poor kid.
Said the teacher gave out four of them that day.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's weird.
I know. Is that right. what happened? I don't know. All right. All right. Anyway – this was a really fun show, you guys.
Yes, thank you to yeah. our Patreon.
Thank you to our Patreon. But first, let's just tell you guys really quick. Here's the codes for all of the ads that we had today. Thirdlove.com/FCOL, Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea, it's out there. Dudeproducts.com, enter the code Corolla20. Eucora, got to get this product. Text LOUD to 484848 and download the coupons.com app on your iPhone or Android.
Yeah.
And now Patreon. You want one of these new bags that say I found the clam sauce?
Everybody is. It's all the rave. Everybody's talking about it. It's
yeah.
all over the internet.
Up your – go become a $10 subscriber or if you're a $5, go up to $10. And I will send you one out in mere days. Everybody
yes.
who's ordered one already has it. That's what I'm
Thank
here to
Thank
you,
guys, you. By the way.
Yeah. And if you're a $25 subscriber, you're going to get a shout out as a friend of the show at the beginning. And if you're a $50 subscriber, you're going to get a business shout out like Maria at nwsextherapy.com. And she basically does intimacy counseling. Like if you have mismatched desires mm-hmm. or if you're having some other like sexual problem, email her at maria@nwsextherapy.com. Ulysses.
I love Ulysses.
Ulysses supports us. And
I love him.
He says that, you know what? He's open to suggestions for fundraising.
That's nice.
Charities. So last week I did this same one, but I'm going to do it again. Rescue from the Heart. That's my rescue.
I know, that's nice.
That's my doggy
one.
Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Rescue from the Heart, H-A-R-T. org. They're running a really big – they're trying to raise $20,000 right now for
oh, wow.
a lot of medical bills for a bunch of different
wow.
doggies.
Mm.
So maybe you can help them out this week. I don't know if you want to.
Go check them out.
Yeah. Also, Sid Wilder, she has a podcast called Girl Insta-rupted, and it's on iTunes. And she's really funny. She talks about mental health issues and dating and just, you know, being a person. Girl Insta-rupted. Jeremy Bishop is with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, and all he wants to do is help you get a professionally vetted realtor that will actually earn their commission by going above and beyond to serve you.
Wow.
It's free, and it's nationwide. So call him or text him at 520-981-1305. That's Jeremy Bishop. And last but not least, Michelle Baker. She does Green Horizon CBD without the THC. And they have a salve called Chronic Relief. You just rub it anywhere you have pain, and it helps so much. And she has her own website. It's mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker. So go get you some of that.
That's okay. It. All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.